Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy, maybe sticky seeds with...
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, and I'm interrupting this Doug Loves Movies to bring you a free Benson interruption from Bumbershoot, featuring Nick Swartzen, Kumail Nanjiani, James Adomian, and more. That's right, we've got more. Plus, I wanted to tell you that I'll be at the Kansas City Improv on September 13th at 10:15 p.m. with my special guest Graham Elwood, and we'll play some Leonard Maltin game with the crowd if you guys bring name tags. But in the meantime, here's the Benson interruption. Thanks for listening.
Blah, 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 blah. Doug's interrupting now, 'cause it's the interruption. Doug's got a potty mouth, he cuts off all his friends. Here comes a word eruption. He's most happy when he's saying things that pop into his brain. Doug Benson has a show, the interruption's funny. It's awkward, it's awkward.
Hey, everybody. So far, so good. This is such an awesome theater, and they put on a lot of great shows here, I'm sure, with the incredible, complicated tech. And in my case, I just needed a song, the opening theme, to play, and they can't get that to work. So, but this part's going to be weird, because we're going to put the theme in later anyway, and it will play, and then I'm standing here talking about how the theme didn't play. So who looks like a dumb stoner now? Welcome to the Benson Interruption. Coming to you. And that guy that yelled out that you bumper shitted your pants, the contest is over. Somebody already approached me earlier. I tweeted, when I get to Bumbershoot, I'm going to have a CD in my pocket that I will give you if you come up to me and say, I just bumper shit my pants. And, yeah, pretty clever stuff. I'm pretty proud of it. But it's fun to make people say, and that guy just yelled it out. Or maybe it's just a coincidence. Did you bumper shit your pants? Is that why you're... Wouldn't you like to know? Okay, first of all, who gave him a microphone? All of us got microphones. Oh, you're the only dick that's using your microphone in this entire ground? Yeah, most people here are pretty nice. I'm a douchebag. I played both parts in something. I've never done that before. I'm really growing as an artist. Welcome to the Benson Interruption, coming to you from the Intimon Theater in Seattle as part of Bumbershoot's Art and Music Festival on Monday evening, September 3rd, 2012. How many people here have seen the Benson Interruption TV show or heard the podcast of the Benson? Yay! Okay. Well, for the uninitiated, let me explain what's going to happen. I've invited some great comedians who were here in Seattle for Bumbershoot and are still here. Some went home on planes. It was more difficult to book them, the ones that are not here. And I got some great ones, and there's one... No, I'm kidding. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. Some local talent, some area talent, a bigger area, and then all the way down to California and wherever else these guys are from. And lady, each comic will come out and they'll stand right here and say, so they'll say, you know, some sort of joke, you know, or an attempt at a joke or whatever. It might, like, they'll say something like, it's great to be here in Seattle. They have an interesting saying here in Seattle. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and then shoot yourself in the face. And then I'll be sitting in that chair right over there and I'll say something like, 43 days of no rain, so your joke is some old bullshit, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. It's a new day in the Pacific Northwest, and it's called Los Angeles Without the Assholes. That is such a super suck-up-y thing for me to say. You guys loved it, especially people from Puyallup. They really love it, because it gives them a chance to pretend that they're somewhere awesome, but they're actually in Puyallup. I don't think I've ever even been there, but I fucking love saying Puyallup. It's so good. The only town that has a funnier nearby city is when I'm in, I think it's, oh shit. When I'm in Minneapolis, I think the funny nearby city is Coon Rapids. That's a slam dunk when you're in Minneapolis. And if you're in Sioux Falls, you know what city they shit on in Sioux Falls? They shit on Sioux City. Like, oh, yeah, that's probably a huge difference between Sioux Falls and Sioux City. Oh, and let's not forget, the most recent contribution, the most recent addition to the Benson Interruption as a podcast is having a guest interrupter, a co-interrupter who will join me for the entire show. Are you guys ready to start the interruption? All right. Please welcome my co-interrupter for the evening, my friend Kumail Nanjiani. Look at you with a beer beverage.
It's Diet Coke.
Oh.
And a non-traditional bottle.
Oh.
That's the story for the podcast.
What's the story for the viewers here? Would be similar.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Mom, if you're listening, stop.
I think all of the comics tonight are going to basically just stand in the middle and be like a stoner to drunk translator. If I'm not mistaken.
Who's the drunk person?
If I'm reading the signals, you're drunk. A little bit, maybe.
No, just a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, you seem pretty amped right now.
Yeah.
You're sitting in that chair like you're going to... I'm the same way, like we're doing Lily Tomlin's Baby in a Chair sketch.
I know. I feel very unmoored when my feet can't touch the ground. I feel like it's not tethered to reality.
Yeah. We're going to be making some interesting observations because we're just floating out here.
Look at this.
We're like, it's like we're in a sensory deprivation tank.
Look at this. Yeah, I could fall asleep. Look at that.
Look at that. That is impressive.
Oh, my God. Anything I say doesn't count.
Oh, if only.
Islam, what's that?
It's being
doesn't count.
It's being recorded.
Fuck.
Everyone's going to hear this.
No, but I'm totally sober, so it's fine.
How often do you drunken podcast? Does it happen very often?
It has never happened because alcohol would send me to hell. I went to a strip club for the first time yesterday.
What was it called?
It was called Little Darlings. Which is sort of a statutory name.
I believe the name is Little Darlins. I don't. Is there a G? I think there's a G. It's Darlings.
That's creepier somehow. The G makes it worse. It's very statutory. Little Darlings?
It's a bad... there's a lot of bad strip club names, but that one's really awful. That one is... It's just... It makes you think of that they're going to be very young.
They're not super old.
Who calls an adult woman a little darling?
I know. Assholes.
I don't think anyone says that.
I don't want to tell the whole story, but it was my first time in a strip club because I went with Kurt, and we got kicked out. But he'll tell the story when he's out here.
Wait, why? Oh, okay, we're going
to
wait.
Yeah, we're going to get to it.
That's like a tease. You did a tease for that story.
We got kicked out, and it was awesome. I didn't know.
Wow, you're really teasing it out quite a bit.
Strip clubs, I thought for the longest time I didn't want to go because it sounds so awkward. It's fucking great. They even take their pants off and underwear, and their eyes are dead the whole time. I noticed everyone in the room is smiling except for the naked woman. She's not smiling.
You didn't have any smiling strippers?
Why? I want them to be smiling.
I do too. I like a cheerful stripper.
Yeah. Pretend like you're having a good time.
Yeah. That's the best way to hide the pain. That's why we're comedians.
Yeah.
Because if we were comedians, we'd just be on a pole crying.
I mean, technically, they were very proficient. Let me be clear on that.
They've got some good moves these
days.
Their
bodies were smiling. Eyes and face, very sad.
I think a lot of them are on marijuana.
Is that right?
I think, yeah. Don't you think, imagine you were a stripper.
Okay.
If you were high, wouldn't it be easier to do that and not be
I can get paranoid if I'm high. And if I'm high and then I have that moment where I'm like, I'm on stage, everyone's looking at me and I'm completely naked. And I hope I paid the babysitter enough. Like, there's so much.
Kumail Nanjiani, ladies and gentlemen. Kumail joining me for the entire show. A lot of comics. We got, you know, short time for each one. So we'll just let them jump right in. Would love to hear more about your experience with Kurt. He's coming out later. So stay tuned for that. And please welcome my friend. I don't know if these are all your friends, Kumail, but you probably are friendly with them all.
Sure.
And they'll. You're not like a mean drunk, are you?
No, I'm like the nicest guy in the world.
But what about drunk?
I've never been drunk, so I don't know.
Okay, so nice, but some serious denial.
Yeah, that's a good place
to be. That's reasonable. Please welcome our friend Nick Swartzen.
What's up, buddy?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Come to me in my chair.
I've not been drinking.
Your feet can't reach the ground either. Okay, good. I was going to say don't sit down, but since you're dangling also.
Oh, I'm dangling.
You wrote some stuff down on a piece of paper.
Yep. Do you want to see the topics?
Yeah, let's vote.
And this is not a joke.
That's the first topic?
Yep.
You wrote down this is not a joke?
No. Farting.
Oh, farting.
Gay. Olympics. So very current.
Those are both those things
combined.
I mean,
they could all be current when you think about it.
Farting is old.
Could have just happened.
Yeah. No,
that's your list?
Yeah, there's more on the front. I've been drinking a lot. I'm not gonna lie. Happy bumper shoot, everybody.
Yay!
Ouch.
This is about maybe your fifth or sixth bumper shoot?
This is my seventh bumper shoot.
Nice!
Yeah. Yep. The weather is awesome.
Dude,
everything,
this has been great. Like, they're seriously going to break a record.
It's funny, though, when you tell people from Seattle, you're like, the weather is fucking awesome. And then people are like, yeah, wait a week, and then it's 9 months of fucking shit. And you're like, Jesus Christ. It's like such a sensitive topic. They're just bracing. They're just bracing for fucking rain, diarrhea.
I think for us in LA, it's like we get that. Everybody brings up the traffic every goddamn time
it's
you mention being in LA. Oh, the traffic.
Yeah.
LA is not
it's so
easy.
Bad, the traffic. Like, how do we do it?
How do we do it?
How do we get through it? What's on the front part?
Some jokes.
Did anything happen to you here at Bumbershoot that's a humorous thing?
My luggage got lost.
Hilarious. Yeah,
so funny.
Here we
when
go,
that
everybody.
Happens, your immediate instinct is so funny.
You're laughing about.
You just are so fired up.
The thing that happened to you.
So I had to buy all my clothes at Bumbershoot.
That's what. And so you're wearing all.
You brought all your clothes on the plane?
The what?
You brought all your clothes on the plane?
Yeah.
But you got them back, right?
I just got it back, yeah.
Oh, cool.
But I had to buy my clothes for a while at Bumbershoot, so I was wearing like 40 dream catchers. Yeah.
It was taped together soundtracks of the score for the movie Dreamcatchers.
Yes.
That's a fucked up movie, dude.
Yes.
Don't bring it up. Change the subject quick.
It was good though, this bumper shoot.
It's been a really good bumper shoot.
Yeah, I saw Tony Bennett.
Whoa. How was he? Was he awesome or was he awesome for how old he is?
Break it down for us.
He was awesome. But it was like, yeah, he was awesome. But it's like funny. He wasn't as prepared as we are right now. No, he just was like, it made you feel like a fucking pussy watching him. Because he just like knew all of his shit. He'd be like, Bumble Susie. And he would sing a little thing. And then he tells some story, and every story was, like, fucking sweet. It was like, yeah, me and Bob Hope sucked our own dicks. And you're like, Jesus.
So, he said what about Bob Hope?
Yeah, what
I'm
did he say?
I'm paraphrasing, but I think that's what he said. That him and Bob Hope suck their own dicks.
Also, I like that your impression of him nailing a song was, rest of the song.
Yeah, I'm not.
Hey, what do you say we get together, Bob? I can't do an impression of Tony Bennett, but
that was pretty good.
It was all right, right?
That was like Lisa Bonet.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. I left my heart.
Jesus.
That's exactly what he sounded like. The acoustics in the key.
Those were his last words. Yeah, that would be what he would sound like. And he would fucking be. But there were a lot of good shows, man. Fuck.
Yeah, so, you're going to see Skrillex tonight.
Yes.
I'm excited for Skrillex.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are there names for Skrillex songs?
Yeah.
I think it's just pimples that he has.
Too soon. Too soon.
Too ongoing.
Yeah, I don't know, like, it's funny, like, somebody like that, like, I don't know a lot of his stuff, but I know enough where I like it. And then people are like, oh. Did you hear the EP he released in 94? No, I didn't. Like, fuck you, music guy. Who knows everything about everybody? No, I heard a fucking song on the radio. I thought it was fresh. I'm gonna go to his fucking concert. I don't know what he fucking released in third grade. You fucking chimp. Fuck out my face. That's what's up.
You're angry drunk.
I know, I'm drinking vodka right now as we speak. By the way, a lot of fucking lesbians in Seattle.
What?
Jesus.
How can you tell?
And it's awesome, but like, there's lesbians where you're like, fuck, that chick looks like Larry Bird. And they're like, my name's Karen. You're like, Jesus Christ.
I'm That's like, one of their top three lesbian looks, is Larry Bird.
I saw a chick the other day, I swear to God, was Bill Pullman. I swear to God, I go, that's Bill Pullman.
You sure it wasn't Paxton? People make that mistake a lot.
Yeah, why is Larry Bird hanging out with Bill Pullman and holding hands?
And holding hands. Why is Larry Bird openly making out with Bill Pullman? That seems like an aggressive career move and legacy. Yeah. To leave.
While I was sleeping.
Oh.
I woke up and those dudes were lesbians.
While I was sleeping.
He was in that with
Sandra
Bullock.
I know, that's why I'm laughing. That's the point of my laughter.
But now I'm afraid to say that today is your Independence Day. Because... We're out of time, Nick.
I have to leave, yeah.
We're out of time. We got so many comments.
I know. God bless you.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Enjoy Skrillex. Nick Swartz and everybody.
Bye, everybody. I love you.
How'd you like that, Kumail?
I don't think I've ever met him before.
This is the first time you guys met?
Who's that guy?
You had that instant rapport?
No, yeah. We had like a fun... He's so funny. It was awesome.
Yeah, he's good stuff.
Yeah, he's great.
Please welcome our friend who's also here, Jen Kirkman, everybody. Jen Kirkman. Come on out. What's slipping out of your pocket right there? Like a phone?
Oh, it's just a very expensive phone.
It's more expensive than most people's?
No, I was just pointing out that we all are pretty lucky to live in a country and to be able to afford such nice phones. Even when we might be down on our luck, we all have nice phones.
Where are you at on the booze?
What? I'm actually completely sober.
In? She's in hyper-empathetic mode.
I'm completely sober. I'm just really hungover, and I haven't had more than 3 hours sleep in 3 days, so I'm a little bit, like, hallucinating.
Oh, well, you should have a drink.
No, I got to get up at 4 to
just
get on
one,
a plane.
Just one. It'll make your head feel better.
What's that going to do except make me want more?
No,
should I sit
it'll
here?
It'll make your head
yeah,
feel
have
better.
A seat.
Am I supposed to sit?
By the way, yesterday we all had dinner, and we were going, and we were walking into the strip club, and you...
bailed.
You didn't quietly bail. You had like a whole... You were so vociferous about leaving that the guy gave us a discount to come into it, and you still left, but we all got a discount.
Here's what happened. We're at dinner, and it's a good group, and we're literally saying, this is a good group.
We're going to go find a fire.
Let's keep this going. When we go back to the hotel, other comedians will be there. They'll be... Blah, blah, blah. Let's the six of us find a nice corner.
Yeah, don't run into Doug Benson, whatever we do.
No, we would have looked. But then we were walking, and they get distracted.
We were going to... Our plan was to... There's a fireplace in our hotel, and couches around it. Our whole plan... We're going to get that, sit around the fire, and keep this going.
And then I'm like,
that
great.
Sounds gorgeous.
So we're walking, and I'm like, keep it going, keep it going,
you're
keep
so
it
excited
going.
About it. We all are.
And then they see the strip club, and they're like, let's go into there. And they don't serve alcohol. I'm like, why the fuck would I go in there?
Because they show their vaginas.
Yeah, but I have one.
She's right, though, about the no alcohol thing.
Like, yeah, I'd never been to a strip club, and Jason Matsoukas, our friend, was so excited.
He was fun. I wasn't against it in like a feminist way. I was just like, why would I go somewhere for 20 minutes and not drink? We're keeping it going. So I just left because I was like, I made a promise to myself.
It was really awesome in there.
I feel like you can see up my twat here. Can
you? Did you have...
That would be the 17th twat I've seen this weekend.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to put everything down and kind of...
Twat.
That's
horrifying.
That looks good.
Word.
That's good.
Yeah, that's...
Better, right?
Yeah.
Put down your pink phone and your coconut water and get comfortable in your fishnets.
What a dumb girl. I went to the Nirvana exhibit today. Thanks, guys.
It's all Courtney Love fans in here. Very delayed.
There
response.
Was very like, little Courtney Love stuff there. One Polaroid.
Yeah. We still haven't gotten the... I wish Father Dowling were still alive.
Are people making liberal essing noises? Sorry, what?
Huh?
I'm going.
I was just making a dumb reference to a TV detective saying that I wish they'd get to the bottom of this Courtney and Kurt thing.
I don't think she killed Kurt. I do think she killed Nicole Brown Simpson.
That's called deflecting. And what we need is honest answers.
No,
So she's barely in the Nirvana exhibit.
Yeah.
But what is in the Nirvana exhibit? Like, is it a bummer, or is it make you feel joyous, or
it was like
combo platter?
I was tingling all over. It's so
No, you know this isn't charades.
Yeah.
Say the words.
You're
you
gonna have
feeling.
To use words.
You could say the names of the feelings.
I don't know. It just made me happy, and so I don't have like good vocabulary. It was just It was like you could see they actually had cassette tapes of like their demos that like were under glass. But then also it felt like also the cassette tape itself should just be under glass because people don't use that anymore. That's a relic. But it was beautiful. Yeah. And they had demos of him you could listen to. This is what listening. They had his sweaters, all the grungy sweaters.
Wait, they had like all the sweaters?
Some of the big ones. It smells like Teen Spirit
sweater. The main sweaters.
The MTV Music Award. His guitar that had a sticker that said vandalism is as beautiful as punching a cop in the face or something like that. Do you remember that guitar he played in the Reading Festival in 1991? And then there was just so many different things.
You know, this audience lives this shit. They don't need... They came here to escape.
This is how... I'm sorry.
It's like if
Hello,
you just did,
yeah. I'm from out of town. Let me tell you about your museum and why it was built.
Well,
and just rain bits.
You're mean.
Bits about rain and the space needle.
God, no wonder he killed himself. You people are nasty. You know that? No, but I'm just saying, the exhibit's only been going on since April, so maybe they haven't been, and I'm so conceited.
No, there's lots of people listening. I was just being silly, but...
It's fine.
And you did ask me backstage, like, can I talk about the Nirvana Museum?
And you said yes, and I didn't know I was
getting... I said yes, and you fell into my trap.
Yeah. But you know what's so funny is I'm so conceited, I forgot that people are here because they live in Seattle. I'm thinking, like, they just followed me up from L.A. to see all my shows.
Yeah, you're like the dead. They follow you around.
I feel like the dead because I am so tired. Now I am so old that my heart races when I'm hungover now. I wake up with my heart racing. If I'm hungover, I'll get about 4 hours sleep and then I cannot stay asleep because my heart's racing. Heart is racing.
Say it again.
What else is new?
Say it again.
What else is new?
I hope one of your fans turns that into a ringtone.
Heart is racing.
It's heart, racing. Heart, heart is
racing.
Racing. Heart racing.
I went to the Nirvana exit. I felt.
Can I say one thing? And I know
Turn
other people...
on my heart race.
The one thing that's weird is, like, when you see people out of context, like, I saw, like, an older Mexican woman, maybe, well, probably, like, 40s, with a toddler, and they were both, like, listening and looking at everything. I'm like, I don't know, it didn't seem like it fit. Like, Mexican...
Yeah, weren't you, like there's a Morrissey
Spanish.
Museum down the street.
That is a way Mexican funnier than you give a
like Morrissey, but
yeah, yeah,
it no, is way funnier.
Literally, like speaking Spanish Mexican, and I'm. But the toddler was like calling his
wait,
mother.
Wait, wait, wait. What
over.
Did you say? She wasn't a speaking Spanish Mexican. Is no. that how you described her?
I said she was speaking Spanish.
Oh, so she was like a Spanish Mexican.
No, it didn't seem like Mexican American.
Just paint the picture for me.
It seemed like, hello, I'm just got off a plane from Mexico.
Hola.
Hola. I just...
Mexico.
I just got off the plane from Mexico. Hola. Continue.
Then she said...
This is my... Whatever the Spanish word for sun is.
Then she said... I just kept going up to her going, agua, because that's the one word I know in Spanish. And I was trying to... I'm just kidding. I stood in the corner and cried at one point, and then I was like, well, I should leave. And then...
Is there a designated crying corner?
I thought there'd be a lot more, like, post-grunge, almost 40-year-old girls, but there weren't.
It was just like, Mexican ladies.
It was like... I think people were just trying to get inside and, like, cool off a little. It didn't seem like anyone was there. Maybe... I don't know. It was just made me sad all over again. Probably was going to be sad anyway.
Did they sell penny royal tea?
They should have. You know that's like an abortion tea I read. Did you know that?
Wait, what? Start from the beginning.
Penny royal tea is... What's that again?
I went there? I don't know what
you
that means.
You said you weren't going to mention abortion. I don't know what's going on. Talk about the tea that gives abortions.
Why is there a ghost in the corner and no one is acknowledging
it? It's wearing an awesome sweater. Oh, no. Kurt is here. He's saying love did it. Anyway, go ahead.
I've read, when that song came out, I remember it being like people talking about that kind of tea. And I guess it's the type of tea they used to say, if you drank enough of it, it could stop your fetus from growing. I swear, Google it or something. But that's what I read.
It seems like such an inefficient way to get an abortion.
Well, it is now that it, but it might not be someday if these Republicans get their way. Right?
Why do you sound like an old lady when you say that?
Because that's my
political... If these damn Republicans can pull this off...
You sound just like Gallagher.
We're all going to be fuck sticks... Oh,
that's a good one.
You sound just like his voice.
Sludge-o-matic.
No, I'm just saying that was my old, like, political comedian. Like, hands off my body, unless you take me to dinner first. You know, that kind of thing.
Love it.
Thank you.
Jen Kirkman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, good night.
Get all your stuff together. Go have like one drink. I think it'll be good. Oh, a muscle relaxer. Okay. That's a good idea. She should see about that heart of hers.
The biggest muscle in the body.
I haven't had the hangover that makes my heart go spastic.
No, she should go to the doctor for sure. I feel like we both mocked her and glossed over it. We're terrible friends. She should go to the doctor. We were like, oh, your heart rate is too much. Anyway, you sound like an old lady, blah, blah, blah. We got our laughs in.
We got four more people to abuse. So let's keep it rolling. Please welcome our friend Sean Jordan is here, everybody. Sean Jordan, get out here. I'm cutting your time down to 7 minutes.
Figured as much. What did I hear stops your dick from growing?
What?
Were you guys just talking about something that stops your dick from growing? Is that what I heard?
That is the one thing we haven't talked about. We talked about abortion tea, which is pretty far down the list of things I would have predicted we would talk about.
Never
mind
then.
But strangely enough, more alcohol in the abortion tea than a Long Island iced tea. I just like to throw it, when I do know a fact, I like to throw it in there. Abortion tea, what the fuck?
We didn't get to the bottom of it.
She was out of time.
That's what you
guys
were talking
about, was abortion tea. Thank you, good night.
That's where the movie begins.
Yeah, so that's what we were talking. I don't know what this little dick thing you brought up.
But what were you going to say about the things that keep your dick from growing?
I just got really nervous about it, so that's what I was going to. I was just wondering what it was, if there was something. Anyway, yeah, let's move this along. This is a stop on the block to Skrillex Town for this boy, so let's fucking.
If you smoke cigarettes, it stunts your penis's growth. That's a fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't start smoking until I was like 18, so I'm good.
My dick sends it in the other direction, like your penis is Benjamin Button.
It inverts it?
Your penis starts to get young and useless.
And it dies a baby penis. But there's a great part where your penis is on a motorcycle. And it's the best your penis has ever looked.
This is the most fun I've ever had doing a show. This is what I want.
Your penis had such a great time with that dancer.
And then we got that apartment together with the mattress in it.
Yes. Oh, that was a fun weekend. We never left the mattress.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Skrillex.
I just started talking.
Was I the penis or the girl? I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
I thought we started talking about Skrillex somewhere in there.
Skrillex, you're going to go.
I am going to go. It's one of those shows that I would never actually go see unless it was for the low, low price of On the House. So I think I'm going to actually go do that. And I'm indifferent. I wouldn't say anything bad about it. I just don't really give a shit. So yeah, I'm going to go watch Skrillex and get fucking buck over there. That's what time it is.
Wait, what?
That's what time it is.
Yeah.
Time to get fucking buck over there.
At Skrillex with a bunch of other buck motherfuckers. That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
You have so many fun ways of talking in one sentence.
Yeah.
I'm going to buck over there. That's what time it is.
No,
I don't know what. I know the words on their own, but the way you're using them. You're using them in a weird format.
You're talking to a skateboarder who's lived in Sioux Falls and Portland.
Sioux Falls.
And Portland. Those are the two spots.
No, I meant where is Sioux Falls?
That influence, what?
Just sit in the middle of us while we talk shit about you. Just please.
He doesn't even. Kumail doesn't even know you, so this,
yeah, I know.
He's not going to talk
we
shit about
met,
you.
We just met, but we have a fun time together.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So far, the rapport is amazing. It's great. Did you have something you wanted to share with us? Did you have any special bumper shoot memories?
No, I don't know. It was rad last year. I took the bus up here this year. I took the Bolt bus, and it wasn't that bad. I was kind of worried, but there were these four like really, really way too old to still be gangster white fat guys on there with me, and they were swearing the whole time, like just for unnecessary reasons. Like, what's up with Ralph, dude? Fuck's up with Ralph? Like, dude, you just don't have to be swearing on the bus. It's like, what's up with Ralph? Is he picking shitty friends?
Express concern for Ralph without saying that.
Yeah. Ralph has poor F-bomb choice.
F-bomb in front of four children.
Although
I've said lots worse in front of a lot of children this weekend. Like
Bumbershoot
is a great way. Like if you crave the opportunity to say dirty things in front of children, then...
Yeah, they're sitting right there when you guys are talking about...
Yeah, get a show at Bumbershoot going because everyone's just cool with it.
They have strip clubs called Little Darlings.
Kids should be allowed to go to the strip clubs here. Don't the dancers have to stay like 4 feet away from you or something in this place? And you can't serve alcohol? That sounds like what a kid should be able to go to as far as I'm concerned. Just go hop right in there. That's what a naked woman looks like. Be sober. Don't be an asshole and be drunk when you're staring at her vagina. That's just uncalled for. And make sure she's at a safe distance so you can't spit on her or anything like that.
I did make direct eye contact with many vaginas.
It's weird when...
It's surprising.
It seems like that should be worth more than a dollar, but it just really isn't.
Well, I mean, I paid $10.
Well, like on the street, it's like 50 bucks is probably the least you could get away with, right?
Yeah.
When you just walk up to a woman on the street and say, I want to see your bush.
$50 to see your bush?
$50. Who wouldn't do that? $50
to see your bush.
To show, yeah.
I saw no bushes at this place, by the way.
That's shorn. A perfectly acceptable rule.
Shorn.
I meant. I meant the area.
Yeah. No, I get it. I saw that.
The area formerly known as Bush.
I never knew it as Bush. I never.
What?
I never called it Bush, I don't think.
Yeah, that's probably an older thing.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Jordan.
Thank you.
Look out. This is probably another new friend to you, Kumail. Have you played Parlor Live out in Bellevue?
Played the what now?
Parlor Live out in Bellevue?
No.
Oh, this gentleman, he's there all the time. I think he's moving on or something soon, though. But anyway, he'll tell us about it. Please welcome my friend, Big Irish Jay Hollingsworth. Yeah! Hey, buddy.
Did you guys hear about this abortion tea?
this abortion tea?
Yeah.
Somebody
did
was
you,
telling
did you point
us
to yourself.
Yeah. Somebody was telling us a story of it, but they stopped halfway.
My feet. It doesn't work.
Yeah, like, just use it as a place for your notes or your hats on the mic stand. I like that.
Is that better?
Yeah, I don't care. Is that the hat that you had on when we were at the UFC and I kept waving it at
yes.
the cameras?
Yes.
That's if you want to be spotted in a crowd, wave around a white hat because people saw us.
Helps if you're 6'8", too.
Yeah, well, Jesus Christ.
it does help if you're Jesus Christ, too.
In a day here at Bumbershoot, how many children try to climb you?
The lucky ones.
The lucky ones?
That's, I don't know.
That's the worst
that's
response.
Yeah, I don't know. I know. That was, I don't know.
Very creepy.
That's weird.
I the usually... best branch is halfway up, kids.
I also went to Little Darlings.
Oh, Lord. The children.
I have a disturbing Bumbershoot story. Well, it's not disturbing to me, but it's...
Yeah, you're okay with children climbing all over you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'm just going to tell... I'll just tell a story.
Just tell it.
All right, so yesterday, I was at the other theater, I forget the name of it, where you were doing the Doug Loves movies.
Bagley Wright Theater.
There, mm-hmm. Thank you. And...
Girl. We should go on the road where I just state facts.
Yeah.
And you go,
And I agree.
Uh-huh. Preach it. You're like, Springfield is the capital of Illinois.
Truth.
You're not only
just trivia.
Yeah. You're only stating facts. Those are state facts. So you're stating state facts.
Just anything.
But you stated a state fact. Oh, God. All right. What the fuck was that? All right, let me tell this story.
Can I say something? When I caught up, I loved it.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. all right. So yesterday.
Stating state facts.
Yeah.
47 minutes till Skrillex.
All right. So yesterday, after your show, I'm with my buddy Tyler, and I had to take a shit. All right, so I'm in the bathroom. And I'm in there, Tyler comes in, and I hear...
What kind of bathroom was it?
Yeah, paint us a picture.
It was a urinal. I was shitting in a urinal.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
You drunken jerk.
He's so tall. It's.
I can use... I'm not a fucking mutant. I can use a regular shitter.
What agree to disagree.
Fact.
So you're in a stall in the men's room. You're not like in a port-a-john.
No. I'm in the it's a men's room. There's multiple.
In a men's room and you're at a urinal.
I'm shitting. I'm in the bathroom. I'm in the thing.
Okay.
I'm pooping.
The great thing about shitting in a urinal will be making direct eye contact with everyone that walks in. You know what's going on. Don't look confused.
You think that's the worst part.
Great is if I was shitting as you were peeing there. And
that.
I'm just right here. Just fucking...
I don't know where to look.
Right. So, I hear...
The actual worst part, if I may say so, is that your ass gets wet.
Tough
eye contact with strangers. If you need to shit in a urinal... You'll look at all comers.
Yeah.
Anyone that wanders by, you'll lock right in.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way to not be ashamed.
Yeah, that's the second weirdest thing you're doing at that moment.
And if it's a men's room, it is all comers.
Go ahead. Okay,
oh,
so you.
What is I was this? Telling a shit story.
What is
you're
this,
going to
the airport in Minneapolis.
Okay, so you're shitting in a real.
So I didn't know at the time. I hear somebody come in and pee next to the urinal, and then I hear him wash their hands, and it's my friend Tyler, and he goes, "Hey, Jay, can you hand me some toilet paper? There's no paper towels to dry my hand." So being the friend, and he's a comic, so I was like, "Sure." So I wiped my ass, and I was like, there you go, buddy, right there.
Fuck you.
Why would you do that?
You're
that
is horrible.
I knew you were going to fucking be
what
like,
kind
not
of miserable, a bird. Gigantic
Team
asshole.
Team Tyler.
All right.
Did he see
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay, so I can see
it. Oh, okay.
I see his hand come about 6 inches. Then I just hear him go, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with you? So I'm laughing. But then today...
With a bunch of your shit
because,
in your hand.
Yeah.
Well, because you're a monster.
Goddamn.
It's not a story I'm proud about. I'm just fucking... It was funny.
Goddamn ape is what you are.
Hitler never did that.
What?
Even Hitler never did that.
But...
You fucking beast.
So...
You're a disgrace.
So here's where it gets crazy.
Okay,
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Get to that part.
What?
Get to the part where it gets weird.
Yeah, give us the crazy shit. We gotta
give you
go.
Quick. All right, so today I'm with Tyler again, and we're out at the...
And he's still hanging out with
yes,
you.
Yes, yeah. He's a comic, so... And I had to use one of the public bathrooms where there's, like, multiple stalls. There's three of them. I go into the third one.
He's like, I wonder what Big J's gonna try to hand me today.
Funny.
I hope it's someone's colostomy bag.
Funny you should say that, Doug. Well, there's three stalls. I go into the third stall. So there's two stalls. I hear somebody come into the middle one, and I'm doing my business. And whoever's in this middle
stall...
Well,
you're a shitting machine.
Yes.
Like,
Look at me, Doug.
I shit in public once a month. Twice in 2 days, you've done this.
Yeah.
What is... Yeah, go ahead.
Go on. Right,
so... As I'm doing my business, whoever's in this middle stall yells...
I like that you still call it business after you spelled everything out.
Fucking.
But all civilizedly.
Right. Yeah. So, just stating facts. So, this guy in the middle stall yells, hey, keep that shit to yourself. But I'm not doing anything. I don't know that voice. So I'm like, did I drop toilet paper or something? And I'm looking around or I'm like, does he mean I fucking stink so bad? But he doesn't say anything else to me. I get done, I wash my hands, I go out. And Tyler is out there, fucking pale, going, and he's going, dude, fucking come here now. So I go, what? He goes, dude, after you went in there, I waited like a minute, and I was gonna fuck with you.
Yeah!
So he went in, but he went into the first stall, and he thought I was in the middle stall. So he wiped his ass and laid it on some random dude's shoe. who kicked it off and went, hey, keep that shit to yourself. He's like, I think this guy's going to kick my ass. We need to fucking get out of here.
Big Irish Jay Hollingsworth, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, buddy.
That was a crazy story.
Holy crap. You know, when it starts off a shit story, you think it's going to remain a shit story. You don't think it's going to win it over you like that one did. Win you over, or me over.
I am, yeah. I cried during it.
Could you imagine? 2 minutes in, if we'd have stopped and then had a discussion, you and I would have said, there's no way this is going to end well.
No, it ended super well.
It absolutely killed. Good luck following it, our friend. Kurt Braunohler's here, everybody. Get out here, Kurt. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's great to do visual bits on a podcast.
Yep. What? I'm a professional comedian. I travel with my mic stand. Like a pool player. Let's do it.
He's telling the truth here. I've seen a lot of pool players that travel with mic stands. That's really, and it gives you an interesting stance.
Oh, this is the way I normally do it.
It's very rock and roll.
Yeah, I just want to feel comfortable doing this with you guys.
Did anybody see Kurt this weekend perform here? And that's...
Kurt Braunohler, everyone!
I had no idea what a physical comedian you were.
I keep all the physical stuff for podcasts, guys. All right, we got to get to the little darling story. I know I don't have a lot of fucking time.
That's right, yeah.
Go ahead.
Get right into it.
So we go to the Little Darlings. It's a strip club.
I'm very excited.
He's very excited. Our friend Jason is the one who convinced us to go there. He's very excited to be there as well.
Jason is so excited to be like, I'm going to bring Kumail to his first strip club.
Exactly. So we sit down. Stripping is occurring, guys.
It's way better than I'd ever pictured it.
This is like the third time you said that. You're getting creepy.
No, it's my first time going to a strip club. I'm in my 30s. I'm allowed 3 superlatives.
One for each decade.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole thing, it's weird that you've never been. That's the weird part.
It is
weird. I always thought it'd be way awkward.
Oh, it is.
You know what? I was honestly fine with it. There was one part where the woman, we didn't know it was bottomless, and the woman took her panties off.
We were surprised.
We were all... We were chuckling, having a great time.
There was a smile. Because when all of a sudden you see a vagina and you're like, this isn't a place for vaginas, all of a sudden it's like, this is a giggle moment.
Yeah. Nothing is better than surprise vagina.
Yeah. So, we sit down and we're there for a little while and then we start giving...
Yay! Sorry.
Yeah. Whoa! Okay.
So she's stripping, whatever. We're giving money. We're throwing money. We're doing the appropriate thing. We're putting money on the table.
Yeah, you're making it rain.
We're not touching. No
we've
touching.
We've been told...
Just put money.
...specific rules.
Right.
First of all, there was a woman...
Who straddled me.
Right when we walked in, she, like, clamped onto you.
And then was, like, kissing my neck and being like, do you want to go to strip club? I was like, no, I don't want to have a lap dance.
You were giggling the entire time.
I was just
time.
Giggling like a child. And she was like, why don't you want to have a lap dance? And I was like... Let's be honest, it's awkward, right? And she's like, okay, you're a fucking idiot. And then she explained how strip clubs work. And she's like, you have to put money on the stage, don't just watch. We're like, great, we'll
By
be
the way,
good people.
I'd never talked to her, but she seemed awesome.
She seemed great. I saw her outside. She was very nice. Okay. That seems weirder than it was. I just saw her outside.
That was Lola.
Yeah, that was Lola. So at a certain point, I'm like, you know what? This would be a great time to be stoned. And then all these guys are like, oh, we just got stoned. And I was like, well, then can I get stoned? And so then they give me the pot. I'm like, I'll be right back, guys. I leave. I get stoned. I'm pretty stoned. I've been gone maybe 3 minutes. I come back. Everybody's gone. My bag is gone. My sweatshirt's gone. No one's left.
And you're high.
And I'm really high. And I'm like, did time travel happen? Did I walk into another strip club that looks exactly like the one I was just at that's right next door?
Or it could be some sort of fight club situation where you made up 6 other people.
And I've just been... I need 6 other people to make it okay for me to go to strip clubs by myself.
You've been going to strip clubs for years with 6 other people.
I am the only one who ever gets lap dances, though.
Why is it only $10 for 7 of us? That's fine.
Kurt Braunohler, everybody.
Thank you.
Nice job, Kurt. Your crazy mic stand bit. There he goes. We got one left here to go. Do you have any plugs you want to say, Kumail? Like, stuff's coming up for you?
Yeah. I host a video game podcast called The Indoor Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. It's on Nerdist, so go listen to that there. I'm going to be on the next season of Portlandia, which is going to be...
Nice.
Really awesome, really fun with Fred Armisen, Carrie Brownstein, who are around here. Yeah.
Truth.
Oh, and I'm doing a Comedy Central special, but that's in Austin. In Austin, October 23rd.
So if you're in the Austin area,
come see me, do an hour of stand-up, and it'll be awesome.
That's great. everyone that's here today and is listening can buy episodes of the Benson Interruption just like this one, but they're longer. They're like 90 minutes long. We only get an hour for the shows here, but you can buy episodes just like this one with comics just like this one for $1.99. Some of these comics have been on before, and it's in the comedy album section of iTunes. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for all my tour dates and stuff. Oh, also, I wanted to mention, Bubba's Shoot happens every Labor Day weekend at the 74-acre Seattle Center.
Yeah, I really push Bumbershoot. I don't think the word's gotten out about it.
I miss what did they used to call the where all the rides were? The something forest? Fun forest. I can't believe I couldn't remember that. The something forest?
That's a...
Phantasmagorical... That's, no, fun. The fun forest.
That's a pretty good strip club
fun
name.
Fun forest fun!
Fun Forest Fun. That's my favorite strip club
the
name.
The first Bumbershoe was called Festival 71 because it took place in 1971. Became Bumbershoot a couple years later when people realized, oh, we're having an annual festival when it's probably going to rain. And so they called it Bumbershoot, and that settled everything. And now we're on the verge of the longest streak of no rain in Seattle in how long? Ever? Like, it could break the record.
Wait, what's the record?
It's like 8 more days. Shit. 51. Yeah. So good luck to everybody. Yeah.
I swear to you, it is going to rain in the next 8 days.
Wait, how do you...
Fuck
how do you,
you
know this? How do you know this? Did you have access to the Doppler radar?
Every fourth year, they get excited. We're going to set a new record, but that doesn't happen.
Please welcome our friend James Adomian!
Yeah!
James Adomian. Bam, 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 bam.
Ba da ba da ba. Wah, 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 da, meow, meow, meow.
You really look like you should be like in a Fosse number.
Yeah, I was. where are the giant stairways on either side of the stage that come down to a giant clamshell? That was part of what I asked for.
That was in your rider?
Yeah. Bom, 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 bom. Maybe I'm thinking of a Busby Berkeley, the other one.
Real quick, for the people that weren't there earlier, could you please do Jesse the Body Ventura doing his impression of Skrillex?
Wub, 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 yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You can't sample the truth.
It doesn't even make sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense? I have access to information you don't know about.
I bet you Gary Busey could explain it to you.
Let me explain something to you right now. Bumbershoot stands. Ladies and gentlemen, I have information that comes from a place of an informative nature. And I'm here to inform you all, a crowd of interlocutors from the prisoner, in a stadium seating environment, that what you call the harmless ritual of Bumbershoot actually stands for... bad underwear, masking, bombshell.
Good luck.
Immersives. Ruling sometimes has over-owned time itself.
So it's Bumbershooty? Time itself. Bumbershooty. That's an exclamation mark, buddy.
There's a hyphen. The last word is a hyphenated word.
Everybody.
I have full license to have hyphens. That right was given to me in the Magna Carta in 1150 AD.
Where were you pointing to when you mentioned the Magna Carta? Just kind of down and to the left?
I always think of the Magna Carta as somewhat behind me and downwards.
Because as we move upwards and forwards towards our freedom, we become more like slaves.
Well, thanks for that.
Great, guys. So, cool. We just solved those two things. What if I just do a more impression? What if I thought I could just get away with doing a Todd Glass impression for no reason at all?
Wait, now you're doing Todd Glass?
What if I thought I could just really do a Todd Glass impression for no reason at all? Why would I even do it? I'm not even here. What if he was here? What if I was just doing it and he just fucking came out? But he's not going to come out. You guys fucking get it. You know he's not going to come out. Of course you would have known by now. You would have come out of the show. See, these guys get it, but they don't get it. But that's part of the bit, is that you pretend that you get it. I like that.
That is the best impression of Todd Glass I've ever heard.
Someday there may be competitors. There might be other Todd Glass.
Other Todd Glass impressions?
Yeah. But you really do, you're good at doing impressions of people that no one is doing.
Right. Fellow comedians. It's kind of a cannibalism, I guess.
Somebody told me you did an impression of me once.
Well, they were clearly mistaken.
That's the best second.
What?
I just came up with that. Brilliant, right?
Huh?
No.
Yeah, it sounded like I was talking to myself.
He doesn't sound like that.
Yeah.
He's got his own.
Apu.
Yeah.
Right.
Kumail puts his own spin on it. But say something, Kumail, like slowly, and then he can try to repeat it back.
I guess my comedic art is like teaching children how to step into learning.
No, it's like teaching a fucking parrot. Just do it.
Why do I feel like a horrible fate that I may end up in is like on your shoulder in a pirate ship somewhere?
You guys don't have to do it if you're not feeling it.
Do you do anything? It's an impression of anybody else. Do you do anything?
That was my terrible Doug Benson impression.
That's your impression of me?
Do you want another terrible impression of a comedian? This is my subpar impression.
Do the worst ones you have.
Of Patton Oswalt.
Burgly burglesome, burgly burglesome.
That's from his newest album.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Burgling, Burgling, Fucking You Burgling.
That's his next one.
Here, I'll do my impression of Eric Andre. You want me to see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eric Andre.
Boop, boop, boop. Get, getting it, getting it, getting it, getting it on.
It's pretty accurate.
Is that really what he sounds like?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you do Hannibal?
Hannibal? Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I flick that shit. I take a pickle juice and I flick that.
You can't just say the words he said.
I know. That's the problem. See, if I don't do it, then I don't have
a bit. You have to. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a whole factory where I come up with the different parts of it.
Oh, cool.
I get it. Yeah, it's like a prefabricated assembly line. This one's got a voice, but not an angle. Pair them up.
What's your favorite thing that's happened this weekend to you, James Adomian?
You know what? I was in the process of stealing a pen from someone who works for the festival.
What?
I was in the middle of stealing a pen. Like
you do okay, right?
I don't have ballpoint money.
It's all felt tip.
We're in the dumps here in the inkwell.
Oh, me and my refillable electrical pencil. What are those things called?
I don't know. I don't know your fucking ballpoint luxuries.
Oh, Eddie Pepitone just stopped by, everybody.
That's great.
I have a feather pen because I'm free and antiquated. I don't have Bic. What the fuck? There's a little man with a black dot for a face, and that's the mascot. Ah! And the fucking banks are behind the pens. The banks are there. I have a microphone for my diaphragm.
When I do Madonna style sets, I have my gut mic'd.
That's so good. I can literally see stains on your shirt.
I may have dropped it.
James Adomian, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. Thank you all.
James Adomian, as everyone. Oh, wow. You kissed a gentleman in the front row on the mouth.
Hey, I want to plug my album if I can. It's Low Hanging Fruit. It's
on Earwolf. Low Hanging Fruit is his album, yeah.
Try it out.
Yeah. It's kind of a thing he does. He kisses a man in the front row and then it's, oh, and by the way, I'm gay. My album's called Low Hanging Fruit. But check it out, because it's got, he's crazy amazing.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. James Adomian, everybody.
His impressions are absurdly accurate. It's unbelievable.
That should, what he just did should more than make up for Vic Garcia. The much argued about and lamented Vic Garcia. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming. Let's hear it
for
everybody.
Wait a minute, what the fuck? You said Vic Garcia and I don't get any time?
Oh, Vic Garcia's here, everybody.
Look at the fucking lineup back there. I came all the way from the fucking ha-ha boom. It's a little fucking bucket I do stand-up in. I built that fucking place.
You never change a bit. That's part of what I love about you, Vic. Now get the fuck out of here.
I am. I work security, too.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you get the fuck
you
in here.
You get the fuck out of here.
You get the fuck in here.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, Vic Garcia. One more round of applause for everybody. Kumail Nanjiani, Nick Swartzen, Jen Kirkman, Sean Jordan, Big Irish Jay Hollingsworth, Kurt Braunohler, James Adomian. Thank you. Be Bumber Nice.